Om Shanti. This is the Aviyakt Murli of the 25th of August 2024. Original date, 4th of November 2001. Title: Be Truthful and According to the Time, Ignite the Lamp of the Determined Thought to Make Your Attitude, Vision and Actions Unlimited. Today, Bap Dada, the Ocean of Love, has come to celebrate a meeting with his extremely lovely, long-lost and now-found sweetest children. All of you have also come to celebrate a meeting, have you not? You have come running. So Bap Dada has also come running to meet you children. All of you have come from this world, and Bap Dada has come from the land beyond, and from the subtle world. So who has come from the furthest land? Who resides the furthest away? Do the double foreigners reside the furthest away? No. The Father is the furthest away of all. He resides the furthest away. This time, Bap Dada is very proud about one thing about the double foreign and the Bharatwasi children. What is Baba proud about? Tell Baba. Seeing the courage of the children, especially the courage of the double foreign children, Bap Dada is very proud of how, no matter what the situation may be, you arrive here to meet the Father. You have arrived here. You were shown that game in the drama, but even the drama could not prevent the meeting between the Father and the children. Therefore, Bap Dada is especially showering blessings on the children who have such courage. Today, at this moment, any of you children can receive whatever blessing you want. You will receive it easily, but you have to repeatedly remember this blessing in your heart at Amrit Vela and in your Karma Yogi stage. Don't become disheartened. You have received the blessing. What constantly sparkles in the center of the physical eyes? What sparkles in the center of everyone's eyes? So, is the point in your eyes constantly sparkling? In the same way, constantly keep the Father, the point, in your eyes. You are able to do this, are you not? Or is it difficult? It is easy. So, just as the physical point is constant, in the same way, let the Father, the point, also be constantly merged in your eyes. Have you merged him? Has he fitted in them? He will not come out, will he? If the Father, the point, is constantly merged in your eyes, then your eyes cannot be attracted to anything else. You will become free from having to labour. Your vision will not go in any other direction. You will become completely safe. No matter what happens, let the Father, the point, be constantly merged in your eyes. If he is constantly merged in your eyes, then it will only be he who is constantly merged in your heart. So to merge Bap Dada in your heart and in your eyes is the way to please him, the Lord. Do you think that Bap Dada, the Lord, is pleased? Do you think that the Lord is pleased with you? To what percentage? Some said 99% and others said 75%. It is thanks to you. It is very easy to please Bap Dada. The easy way to please Bap Dada is to have an honest heart. The Lord is pleased with an honest heart. Be truthful in every action. Truth is greatness. Those who have an honest heart will constantly understand all the secrets, Ras Yukt, in their thoughts, words, actions, relationships and connections. That is, they will understand the secrets and act and move along accordingly. The sign of your being Ras Yukt and recognizing to what extent you are Ras Yukt is that by knowing the secrets, you will never become upset with your own stage. That is, you will never become disheartened. You will never upset anyone with your thoughts, attitude, awareness, or vision. Why? Those who know their own nature and sanskars, as well as those of others, are Ras Yukt. Therefore, the way to please the Father is to move along while being Ras Yukt. To be Ras Yukt means not to get upset with yourself or to upset others. According to the time, constantly keep your mind and intellect pure and clean, even in your dreams. Some children say in their heart-to-heart conversations, Bap Dada gives the powers, but the powers are not used at the right time. Because of having in particular the relationship of a companion with all the children, Bap Dada especially gives extra help at such a time. Why? The Father is responsible to make you children complete and take you back with Him. The Father is responsible. Therefore, the Father especially fulfills His responsibility at such a time. But sometimes, the switch of the catching power of the minds of the children is switched off. So, what can the Father do? The Father still tries to put the switch on, but it takes time. This is why, when the switch is switched on, you say, I shouldn't have done that, but it happened. Therefore, constantly keep the switch of your catching power on. You refer to this as your touching and catching power. Maya tries to switch it off. She switches it off in a second and goes away. Therefore, just as the time has been becoming increasingly delicate, so it will become even more so. You are not afraid, are you? Bap Dada also asked you earlier. Why did you celebrate the year? What year did you celebrate? Of transforming the world by transforming your sanskars. Is this firm? You have celebrated it, have you not? Or have you forgotten it? We are celebrating it. So, since the children have had a firm thought of transformation, nature is asking the Father, although I am making preparations for the cleansing, those who are instruments for the cleansing begin to have thoughts while doing everything. They are confused as to whether to do it or not. whether to do everything quickly or slowly. So what should I do? Since nature is asking, what response should Bapdada give to nature? Double foreigners, speak. Let us wait a little. That is not a good answer. If the double foreigners wait a little longer, they won't be able to catch the plane. Now you were able to catch the plane. You slept while coming by plane, did you not? You came here comfortably, did you not? Out of the whole gathering, did anyone have any difficulty whilst coming here? Raise your hands. Someone said that their plane returned back without taking off. You arrived on time. That was a matter of courage. Those who were a little afraid just sat there. You had the determined thought that you had to come, and so you arrived here. Only one plane returned, that's all. Only one plane returned, that's all. That doesn't matter. They will receive something better later on. Now, as you move forward, don't make nature and those who are cleansing have more thoughts. Because even now, those who are carrying out establishment sometimes have many thoughts. Now, as you move forward, don't make nature and those who are cleansing have more thoughts, because even now, those who are carrying out establishment sometimes have many thoughts. What should we do? Should we do it like this? Should we not do it? What should we do? Should we do it like this? Should we not do it? Will it be all right or not? It should be very clear, yes or no. It should be clear as to what is right and what is wrong. Therefore, because you are celebrating this year, nature will make preparations. It is doing that even now. However, the souls who are instruments for establishment should not take time in thinking about anything in terms of the self or others. You should receive clear touchings in a second. How much time does it take to put a dot? A second. When you put a dot in your practical life, does it take a second? Does it take a second to put a dot, full stop, to any situation, or to stabilize in the stage of a dot? Does it take a second? In practical terms, does it take less than a second? For instance, when a situation comes in front of you, does it take a second to put a dot to that? Pandavas, does it take a second? Sometimes. It takes the Pandavas time to put a full stop. All of them, Shaktis, are saying that it takes a second. Do the Shaktis have that power? The Pandavas are speaking the truth. No, both are truthful. because they may be able to put a dot now, whereas you are unable to put a dot now. Therefore, there is a difference, but otherwise all are truthful. You are those with honest hearts. Acha. The hall is full. People are even sitting down below, but they are in front of Bap Dada, History Hall and Meditation Hall. However, those from this land and abroad are sitting and remembering that Bap Dada has come to Madhuban. They are seeing everything with the binoculars of their far-sighted vision. They too are now coming in front of Bap Dada, even whilst sitting far away. In their minds, they are in Madhuban. These facilities of yours, the facilities of the corporeal world, can fluctuate, but this spiritual, far-sighted vision can never become spoilt. Bap Dada is able to see all the children everywhere, in all the centres in front of him. Acha. Did you celebrate Diwali? The confluence age is the age for celebrating. Whether you become introverted and celebrate in the pleasure of supersensuous joy, whether you celebrate by becoming great donors in doing service and giving the great donation to souls, whether you have heart-to-heart conversations amongst yourselves, whether you dance and see the specialities of one another when coming into relationship and connections with others, whether you take the fragrance of their specialities, it is a constant celebration. The time of loss has now come to an end. This is not the age for losing, is it? It is now the age for celebrating and earning. It is the age for accumulating. So Bap Dada constantly sees whether you children are celebrating, because you have to celebrate in one way or another, for you have the knowledge of both losing and celebrating at the confluence age. This is why there is significance of celebrating after you have lost something. Now put a full stop to losing. Stop. Don't lose anything. Don't waste even one thought. If you lose at the time of earning, then when would you earn? You wouldn't have any time afterwards. Check what the biggest treasure is of all the treasures that you have. Let the treasures of thoughts, time, and this knowledge come into your practical life. To relate and listen to this knowledge is the first stage. However, Gyan means this knowledge. What do you say this knowledge is? This knowledge is light and might. You say this, do you not? So the meaning of Gyan and this knowledge is that when you have light and might in your thoughts, words and actions, you are then said to be knowledgeful. You Kumaris are going to become knowledgeful, are you not? Don't become those who just give the course. Don't become those who just give lectures. Along with that, also have the light and might of this knowledge in your thoughts, words and deeds. Bap Dada has special love for the Kumaris. Why? You have made the decision for your life. You have taken the decision, have you not? Or do you still have to decide? Have you given this a lot of thought? Or will you think about it when you go back? If you have thought about this firmly, then congratulations. Look, you will receive so many ready-made hands. Kumaris who are here for the training, raise your hands. How many are there? 80. Who are those who are not yet engaged in doing service? Those who are not yet looking after centres, raise your hands high. Count them. Half of them. Acha, you will receive this many hands, will you not? Right hand or left hand? You will become right hands, will you not? That is good. You are Kumaris, and so Bapdada gives you Kumaris the home of the centre, and you have also found the husband. You always need a home and a husband. You Kumaris have now found your husband, and you will now also receive a home. You will receive a centre. Kumars also receive them. Kumars think, why should we be left behind? You are not behind, you are at the front. Service cannot continue without the Kumars. Look at any centre. If there aren't any hard-working Kumars, the sisters aren't able to do anything. Both are essential. This is why there is the name of the Pandavas and also the name of the Shaktis. There are the names of both of you. Acha. At this time, each one of you has to be merciful and a bestower, and definitely bestow something to every soul. Whether you bestow by serving with your mind or with your good wishes, whether you bestow with the attitude of giving the elevated current of power, Sakash, whether you bestow by speaking powerful spiritual words, whether you bestow with your loving relationships and connections, let no soul remain deprived. Be bestowers. Be merciful. They are crying out. They are crying out in front of the Father in their own languages. Give us peace, give us love, give us love from your heart. Show us rays of happiness. How would the Father give this? He would only give this through you children, would he not? All of you are the Father's right hands. When anything is given, it is given with the hands. So all of you are the Father's right hands, are you not? Are you Pandav's right hands? All of those many right hands are the memorial of you right hands. Do you know what the memorial of so many right hands is? Have you seen the picture of the variety form image? How many hands are shown in that? Your picture is of the right hand. Kumaris, your picture is also in that, is it not? Therefore, the Father would now enable a drop of happiness and peace to be given to souls through you right hands, would he not? If you don't give those poor helpless ones even a drop, they will remain so desperate. Now, go beyond all limited things. Don't waste your time on limited things and limited sanskars. Today, Bapdada is still giving this signal with merciful feelings to all the children, whether they are sitting here or at the centres, whether in this land or abroad. Bap Dada has been seeing for a very long time all the limited things, limited natures and sanskars, the sanskars of being mischievous, the cleverness and carelessness of all the children. Some children think, everything is fine. Who is seeing? Who knows anything? However, up to now, Bap Dada has been merciful. Therefore, whilst seeing and hearing everything, he has been merciful. However, Bap Dada asks, for how long will Bap Dada remain merciful? For how long? Do you want more time? Even time is asking the Father. Ultimately, for how long? Even nature is asking. Give a response. Respond. Even now, it is still the form of the Father that is continuing. He is the teacher and the Satguru anyway. However, it is the form of the Father that is continuing. The part of the ocean of forgiveness has been enacted, but what if the part of Dharamraj begins? What will you do? Bap Dada's wish is that even in the part of Dharamraj, the sound of Wah, children, wah, should echo in the ears. At that time, don't complain to the Father. Baba, you didn't tell us, otherwise we would have become ready. Therefore, don't waste time over limited trivial things, over nature and sanskars. Don't think, everything is moving along fine, everything is okay. No, it is all accumulating. It is accumulating twofold, threefold, a hundredfold. It is not fine as it is. Therefore, light the lamp of this determined thought in your heart. From limited, you have to make your attitude, vision, and action unlimited. This is why Bap Dada says, you have to make it like that. Today, Baba is saying, you have to make it like that. What will he say later? Too late. Look at the time, look at service. Service is increasing and the time is running ahead fast. However, are you yourself in the limited or the unlimited? Don't chase after limited things. Then the unlimited attitude and the stage of self-respect will chase after you. Bap Dada is content with whatever you have done up to now this year. He is also giving you thanks. However, now give them an experience in the service you do. Make them into moths who surrender to the flame. Whether you make them cooperative or companions, let them become something. Open the mine of experiences. It has been good up to now, but they shouldn't simply become moths who circle around and who go away. Strong moths will be created by giving them the course of experience. Up to now, they have the experience. This is very good. It is like heaven. This is real gyan. This is knowledge. The result of service is good to this extent. Now become an embodiment of experience and give them an experience. To be one who gives an experience means to have a direct relationship with the Father. Now create such experienced moths. Congratulations for having created cooperative souls. Now create even more. So far, they believe that this is the place where there can be attainment. But you must forge at least a little connection with the Father, so that they continue to run after the flame. This year, in the service you do, Bap Dada especially wants you to give the course of giving an experience. It is through this that there will be visions and the Father will be revealed in a practical way. Did you hear what you have to do? Did you receive the plan? Now we shall see what the result of this year will be. Acha. To all the extremely elevated souls everywhere who are seated on Bap Dada's heart throne. To the unlimited transformer souls who constantly change their limited natures and sanskars. To those who don't waste even a second or thought. To the intense effort-making children who accumulate. To those who are constantly merciful and bestowers, who bestow a drop of something or other to all souls, whether they are Brahmin souls or thirsty souls. To those who give a current of power. To such children who have big hearts, lots and lots and lots and lots of love, remembrance and namaste from Bap Dada. Blessing. May you be free from laziness and carelessness and fulfill the responsibility of benefiting the world with zeal and enthusiasm. Whether you are new or old, to be a Brahmin means to take the responsibility of benefiting the world. Whenever you have a responsibility, you fulfill it quickly. But when you have no responsibility, you become careless. Responsibility finishes laziness and carelessness. Those who have zeal and enthusiasm are tireless. They continue to increase the zeal and enthusiasm in others with their own faces and activities. Slogan: to use the powers according to the time means to be a knowledgeable and yogi soul. Notice: today is the anniversary day of our beloved Daddy Prakashmani Ji. Just as Daddy Ji was truthful in every action and pleased the true Lord with her honest heart and was seated on his heart throne, similarly, we have to become like Daddy Ji. This is our true loving tribute to Daddy Ji. Om Shanti.